Chapter 3. The 11th of July, 1952. Ross Cray. Affairs of state didn't trouble the inhabitants of the convent of Sean Ross Abbey, a mile outside the Tipperary town of Ross Cray. And neither nuns nor sinners go to see the posters for His Kind of Girl, starring Jane Russell and Robert Mitchum, on the walls of the Ross Cray cinema. Neither nuns nor sinners read the newspapers, and Mother Barbara kept the solitary wireless set safely under lock and key. The long days in the laundries, the long nights in the dormitory, were filled with thoughts of God, or thoughts of the life that had gone before. The Mother Superior wasn't a woman to be kept waiting. It was 9 a.m., and she had already been to Mass, eaten her frugal breakfast, and spent a trying half-hour untangling some unnecessary and potentially embarrassing entries in the Abbey's double-entry accounts book. She was looking at the wall clock of her office and tutting when the door knocked, and Sister Annunciata rushed in, out of breath and apologising for turning up late. She so dreaded these weekly meetings that she seemed always to be late for them. "I'm so sorry, Reverend Mother. It's been a terrible tizzy this morning. We've had 3 girls in labour overnight. One of them took over 7 hours, and there have been 5 new admissions, and..." Mother Barbara motioned her to be quiet. "Come in and sit down, Sister. Then you can tell me about it in good time and good order. Do the births first. What is the total for the week?" "Well, including the 3 from last night," Annunciata said, "I make it 7 in total. That's including the breech birth I did last Saturday, and thank you, Sister. I don't need the details. Any stillbirths to report?" Mother Barbara was making notes as she spoke, and she looked up to check Annunciata was following her questions properly. "No, Reverend Mother, thanks be to God. But that breech birth, the girl's in a lot of pain, what with all the tearing, and I'm wondering if I could have the key to the cabinet and give her some painkillers or get the doctor to stitch her up." She trailed off uncertainly. Mother Barbara looked at her and smiled. "Annunciata, I'm sure you're not listening to me, are you? How many times have I told you that pain is a..."